True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the dance floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my plate. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday suckage on the score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Bloom. Saturday Suckage is on the air. I'm here. Let's find out who else is. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Albert Almora.
Damn, Willie, man, do we suck?
Loy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys are not going to make anywhere. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, welcome to the Suck team.
Yeah, which Suck team will you be going to next, Eloy? Toby!
Oh my God, this sucks!
Random Bears fan.
At the front of the field, we suck!
Terry Bores!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that's... suck.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck. I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Went.
We had fun, but there you go. I suck.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
I mean, it sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach Levine.
It sucks to have it happen game one.
It sucks you've been here since game one. Tyler Barengold.
All sucks, so you don't have to.
Yeah, right. That's why we're here. A whole lot of new here going on. Got a new producer. I got a new custom-made hat. Sweet Cheeks had custom-made for me. I got a new cardiologist. I'm at the age where I need a cardiologist. I got a new report on the physical, and that means no more sugar in the coffee. And, oh, I got new hearing aids. So now I can hear what I want, or not hear what I want. Whole lot of new stuff going on today. But what remains the same, Saturday Suckage, we suck so you don't have to. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Our phone number at the Score, 312-644-6767. That'll get you to our listener line powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit the BetQL.com website. That number, 312-644-6767, also gets you to the Score's text line. So we encourage your participation that way. The show today, Mark Grody, it's not his show, but it is his show. He'll be on this show at 11:20. Hub Arkish, senior football analyst for the Score, he'll be talking Bears. Julia Poe of the Trip, she'll talk Bulls at 1. Sorry to do that to you people, but we're going to do that. The Bulls refused to learn how to start games, and they lost another game to the Magic this week, this time at home. Bulls host the Heat tonight, back-to-backs against teams from the Banana Republic of Florida. Neither team sucks as badly as the Bulls. What the Bulls need are like back-to-back inter-squad games. Like, go back to Nashville. Bring your guitars. Stay there. Connor Bedard's next chance to score comes today in Nashville. Speaking of Nashville, go down to Nashville. Send the Bulls back there to get it right and watch Connor Bedard. That's what a star looks like. Of course, there's no more winning with the Hawks than there is with the Bulls. And so he'll have a chance to score today in Nashville, tomorrow night at home against the Sabres. Bedard started this week with 9 goals, more than any other Blackhawks player through 13 games. His 9 goals accounted for more than 25% of the Hawks' total this year. He's the only reason this season matters. In Wake and Bake Club news, a calamitous tweet from a WB Club legend and the Michigan sign-stealing scandal helped Ohio get legal pot. This is quite a winding story. We'll get to that. In the Cultural Zeitgeist segment, a very Vegas story, and I'll add to my list of 6 greatest riffs in music history. So the Cubs are quiet on the Shohei front, which is just the way Shohei wants it. Because if anybody says anything like the Cubs and Yankees had a meeting, then Shohei's not going there. So no talk about any meetings. Bob Nightingale reported the Cubs interviewed Marlins coach, first base coach John Jay, to be Council's bench coach, but have gone a different direction, and the spot's open because they fired Andy Green. The Sox are showing, the Sox made a big trade, one-for-five trade, and they're showing you the folly of what Chairman Reinsdorf did by promoting Chris Getz, because Chris Getz is now saying, hey, I want to lead the league in defensive run saves. I want a good defensive team. You can't play defense, don't come here. So he's having to trade for these people, because the farm system that Chris Getz oversaw can't play defense. This is just the biggest running joke, and nobody seems to have told the chairman. But first, speaking of the chairman, the other team, the Bulls once again put together a 33-point first half against the Magic, same as earlier in the week. They lost Friday night at home, same as they did earlier in the week in Orlando. This team's not ready to start a game. This is their job. The players suck at preparation, or the coaches suck at preparing them, or both. I mean, either way, there's lots of that, lots of suckage, and we know that here on Saturday Suckage. The Bulls were at home. They had just been embarrassed against the Magic. They were facing a younger team, and they got nothing for you. They got nothing. And as of this morning, everyone is still there, from the random Reinsdorf running things to AK, who apparently knows nothing about building teams when he needs to, or nothing about talent, to Billy Donovan, who does what for a living exactly? I'm still trying to figure that out. to Zach LaVine, who wants out and can't get out, to Vooch, who should get out. You look back at the whole Nashville thing, Nashville camp, the kumbaya approach, team meetings after the first game, and sucking in the first game, and everything looks like, that whole thing looks like a desperate act by a coach and a team president to make up for the inept and inert team roster construction. What happened this summer was nothing. Barry Bulls, nothing. We're going to run it back. Remember how we didn't make the playoffs? Remember how the guys we're paying the most money to choked in the last 8 minutes against Miami and still haven't made a basket? We're going to run that back. Only we're going to go to Nashville and hold hands and sing songs around the campfire and end up face down at Tootsie's by the end of the night. It's the big three or the small three. They don't need to be here. The whole thing is stale and bad. Zach doesn't want to be here. And we're fine with that. We don't want him here. And they can't figure out, nobody can figure out why management is still trying to force this thing. It's last night, Zach sucked, Vooch sucked, DeRozan sucked. They sucked early, and they sucked into the second half and for way too long. But long enough to underscore why this combination is a contending fraud. And why AK appears to be maybe not a fraud, but certainly inept and inert when trying to put together a championship roster. Or hell, win a game in the playoffs. The guys that AK brought back, those big name guys, still haven't made that basket against Miami in a play-in game. So this whole snot bubble is being run back. Oh, and by the way, AK's fourth overall pick, Patrick Williams, he can't play with the adults. He lost his spot in the starting lineup. This is what the guy... See, this is your problem. Your guy, random Reinsdorf in charge, can't find players who can help you in the draft, can't trade particularly well, and pays a lot of money to guys who can't win or get you into the playoffs. So what you saw was the bench, very important for championship teams, contending teams. Last night, Bulls bench, with 7:42 left in the third quarter, got nothing for you. 0-7 from the floor. But AK's big money, small three guys, LaVine, DeRozan, Vooch, they made up for it by going 9-29. Complimentary basketball right there, ladies and gentlemen. Max LaVine hit some big shots down the stretch. And when it came for time for the big one at the end, Vooch blew it, Zach got defended, and like that, the Bulls fell to 4-9. And they have no idea what to say. I mean, there's a whole bunch of talk after the game. They have no idea what to say, any more than they have any idea how to play or how to get ready for a game. How do you not, the coach doesn't know how to prepare them. The players don't know how to prepare themselves. Not ready to start a game. Not ready to do their job. So this is a week of getting your doors blown off by a young team, showing a lack of response. How much more do you want? We can't prepare to start a game, and we don't have the backbone to show any response from getting embarrassed earlier in the week. They're a mess. They're all out of answers, except, hey, look, they put their best player in the starting lineup. Alex Caruso finally got a spot in the starting lineup. He's your best player. He's a guy who plays both ends of the court, and he plays it well. He's your best player. He finally made the starting lineup. Speaking of coaching, according to Hoop Informatics, the Chicago Bulls' most used lineup this season consists of White, LaVine, DeRozan, Craig, and Vooch, 195 possessions. Opponents have outscored the Bulls 253 to 188 when that lineup has been on the floor. Good job, Billy. Good job, AK. Good job, everyone. I've criticized Donovan regularly as a guy who can't coach the game in front of him. And there it was again last night. he tried to bring in Vooch and Caruso as a sub-heavy unit was mounting a comeback. Vooch said, leave them in there. I don't want to go in. I shouldn't go in. Leave them in there. They were crawling back. So Vooch had to coach the coach. Vooch had to coach AK's coach. Bulls took the lead. Vooch is back in there, missed another shot because that's what he does these days. Zach missed the end. He got defended. And the Bulls lose. And here comes Jimmy Butler and the Heat to laugh at the Chicago Pinatas. Chuck's pregame show starts at 6:45 right here on The Score. I guess they're going to keep doing this until they get sent back to Nashville. Can they get consigned back to Nashville? Bluebird Cafe, do something. Audition somewhere. Because doing it in the NBA has proven to be an embarrassment for a team with 6 trophies. And management and ownership appear not to care because nothing is being done about it. You keep giving them your money, Bulls fans. That's what they're banking on. They're playing you for stupid. Here you go. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, Mark Grody will talk Bears. QB1's coming back. What does Grody think? I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Tyler Feringel. We're going to bring you Saturday Suckage, whether you like it or not. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, Mark.
That scream lets you know. Oh, hi, Mark. How are you, Mark Grody?
Good, Steve. How are you?
I'm bitching.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I'm bitching. You know what?
Yeah.
I could get to totally rad before the end of this show.
I see you. I do.
Yeah. So
feel it.
I see you every morning all over the place. You are the hardest working man in Score show business.
Let it be known.
And it's true. It's true. Spitting facts here. True facts. True facts. So I hear the Bears have a quarterback this Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder if you could confirm the rumor or you just sources tell me they're going to have a quarterback this Sunday.
Guess
Who
what?
Who is it going to be? Why? And what do you think of the way this thing is trending?
Yeah. Yes. Justin Fields will be the quarterback. It is, ladies and gentlemen, the return of velocity will be returning.
That is great.
That is true. You will see more velocity. You will, believe it or not, you are going to see a, like, the when last we saw Tyson Bagent on the field last week, you know, the biggest thing about him last week was that he was incredibly conservative, and you could tell that the coaching staff told him in not so many words, don't screw it up. Don't throw interceptions. Don't try unnecessary throws, and we'll be fine. And we might even win. And they did.
You went right into the Jim Hendry voice. You realize that.
I didn't, but now I do.
Yeah,
you
went right into the Jim. Yeah, we might win.
Yeah. Jim, what do you think about the Cubs winning the division? Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be great. That'd be fun. That'd be great. But yeah, no, I think it was perfect that we saw the where the scale of Tyson Bagent went from, all right, let's see what this guy can do. Let's let him do stuff. And then finally, in the last game, they were like, let's slow this down. And you could tell, like, Tyson Bagent left some things on the field and all that. And we'll see. Like, who knows what his careers can be. I think everything is wide open for Tyson Bagent still in this league and maybe even with the Bears. But, you know, whether or not Justin Fields makes it as a Bears starter, I think that we know that he is the better of the two quarterbacks right now. And if you like, Justin Fields gives you the best chance to win.
And is winning is important because we haven't seen Justin Fields do a lot of that. He even his best, you know, one of his best games ever, it was a loss to Denver, and then he figured it out in a hurry once Ron Rivera remained so stubborn. And we're going to single cover DJ Moore. No matter how many touchdowns he gets, we're going to stick with that. And that was a version of Luke Getsy's stick to the program, stick to the scheme, that kind of stubbornness that was stupid. And then he came out against the Vikings. He got hurt. It's been 35 days by the time he gets out on the field tomorrow. So what Luke Getsy did, as you talked about, was he devised a game plan for Tyson Bagent that maybe played it safe, certainly played it safe, but played to what he could do, and he understood it. And why would you not give Justin Fields a good deal of that game plan, the boots, the rollouts, the let him make those decisions, throw on the run, give him and get him out of the pocket the way you did with the backup quarterback? Is the starter not entitled to that? Is the bar higher? Was that discussed this week, and what did you hear regarding that?
Yeah, is the bar higher? Yeah, I'd like to think that the bar is higher with Justin Fields. Going to your premise and to your question, I do find it amazing. I will find it amazing if they don't. Let's put it that way, because not only is Justin Fields fighting for his Bears life, whether he looks at it like that or not, I have no idea. But Luke Getsy is too. So one would suspect that it would behoove Luke Getsy to make sure that he is putting Justin Fields in the best possible position to succeed. So I actually think we will see more of that with Justin Fields this week. It was not, and to also answer your question, it was not we were not getting really specific answers like that this week when it comes to game plan and how they'll use him and all of that stuff. It was more generalities in terms of we want to see Justin Fields continue to improve, protect the football. So it's all the same old stuff in terms of what the coaches are saying and have said about Justin Fields, how they will use him against the Lions. Yeah, I think that the Lions are going to be pretty pumped up for this game. I know that, you know, it sounds weird to think the Lions will be pumped up for a 3-7 team as the Bears are, and the Lions being 7-2. But to take over the division like the Lions have, beating divisional opponents like the Bears, is still a big deal to them. So there's going to be a lot of pumped up people in that building in terms of the crowd noise. Their defense has gotten a lot better. So yeah, you cannot just leave Justin Fields in vulnerable positions this week, and you got to let that guy be Justin Fields.
Well, what do you think the new construction of the offensive line does for that? Talk about protection, give him time, put him in the best possible position to succeed.
Yeah, I mean, it is true. Like, I am on record. I would have kept Tevin Jenkins at right guard to continue to see what could blossom out of Tevin Jenkins and Darnell Wright on the right side. That being said, it ain't the worst thing in the world that you have probably the best people out there for the offensive line that you have had all year, quite frankly. With Cody Whitehair sitting down, you have Lucas Patrick at center, who, you know, is an upgrade from Cody, obviously, at center. Then you have your two guards and Nate Davis back at right guard. Tevin Jenkins slides back to the left side. Braxton Jones left tackle and Darnell Wright on the right side. I think that that's a pretty good situation for Justin Fields. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing, you know, Nate Davis back in there. And even as is true, when Nate Davis was playing, he played pretty well. Maybe not as well as Tevin Jenkins at right guard, but good enough to where this is not some sort of travesty that Tevin Jenkins had to go back to left guard.
Well, I do like this for one reason. Is that's where Nate Davis was. And Olin made the point the other day in Parkins and Spiegel, you move to the left side and guys are bigger. That's just the way it is. When you're blocking the left side, the right side of the defensive line, those guys are bigger, tougher, whatever you're facing. And Luke Getsy's refusal to run regularly behind what used to be Jenkins and Wright on the right side of the line, at least now he's sort of Getsy proofed the offensive line by having Tevin Jenkins on the left side. So wherever he goes, and that being the case, run down, give me the order of running backs you expect to see and how much.
Wow, that is a great question. I still think that despite what Deontay Foreman has done, and he's been good, I think that assuming Khalil Herbert is 100% and that he is indeed full go, that he's going to get the most carries. Now, it is possible because we talked to Khalil Herbert yesterday and, you know, we asked him, are you going to be on any kind of quote-unquote pitch count because you're just coming back in terms of your running opportunities? Are they going to be limited? And he just said, oh, well, that's going to be up to the coaching staff. So that tells me that it's not out of the question. But I think that if all things were equal, and maybe they will be, I do think Khalil Herbert still gets the majority of the carries. Then I think Deontay Foreman is the number two guy. Then Roshon Johnson is number three. And I think that that's the, you know, I think that in certain situations, obviously Deontay Foreman has shown that if you need 2 yards or you got a goal line situation, you probably put him in the game. But I still think that I still think that Khalil Herbert is their best running back. So I think that that's what they're going to do. You know, it's interesting. Both of these teams, the Bears and the Lions, both run the football really well, and both teams stop the run really well. So something's got to give this week, Steve.
So, Mark Grody, it's going to come down to Jared versus Justin?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It could be an air show between these two teams, and we know that Jared Goff has certainly had a rebirth in the NFL, and we'll see if Justin Fields can keep up with Jared Goff.
Wow. Did you ever think
you'd
utter that sentence about a Bears quarterback compared to Jared Goff?
Yeah.
Owned him? The Bears owned Jared Goff.
That's true. There's all sorts of things about that sound weird. You're right. They have Jared Goff. It's not like Jared Goff is some bum. You know what I mean? Like, he was a number one overall pick, right?
Right. It just didn't look that, live up to it, and then he
absolutely
went.
Not. Yeah.
Detroit got him better and healed it, and, you know, Matthew Stafford ended up in the Super Bowl ring. So, like, that helped both teams. But isn't the Bears' last win over last division win over the – was it last Thanksgiving against the Lions?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't – it was 2 years ago. Yeah, because they didn't win. They didn't win a divisional game last year, Bears.
2 years ago was their last divisional win, and it came against the Lions. And this year, they have two of their three wins on Thursday. What a lousy time not to have a Thanksgiving Day game.
Yes, the nation has gotten to see. Isn't that good for them that the Bears have three wins and the nation has gotten to see two of them? That's pretty impressive.
He's Mark Grody. He covers the Bears for The Score. That's what we're doing right here. He joins me on The Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. So you saw a lot of, you've covered David Montgomery, and there's a, I was going to ask, like, who's going to be the toughest runner to bring down? Because if both teams are going to insist on running the ball, they're going to keep trying it. Both coaches seem to believe that even a run for zero gain takes an effect, has an effect on the defense. So who's, and both of these running games have guys with, known for second effort, known for being difficult to bring down. Right down to Roschon Johnson. That was the charm of him. So who's the toughest guy to bring down in this game?
Yeah, I still got to go with David Montgomery. Mm. You know, he just keeps it going. He's crazy like that, you know. So I don't, you know, Deontay Foreman can be a load for sure. But he doesn't quite have that thing, that anger. Like, David Montgomery takes it personally. Like, you are not going to take me down, and he will drag people as long as he possibly can. So I'll go David Montgomery on that. Khalil Herbert's really not known for that. You're right, Roschon Johnson for sure. But I just don't know how much, you know, Roschon, how many, you know, the volume of carries is going to be that much for Roschon Johnson this week. But yeah, if Roschon Johnson was getting the, you know, 20 carries a game, and it's David Montgomery versus Roschon Johnson, that would be pretty interesting. But look, having covered David Montgomery and watching every game that he played with the Bears and some of what he's done with Detroit, it's David Montgomery.
All right, I believe you. I agree with that. I think so, till proven different, but and maybe we will. Mark Grody, before we let you go, I want to know what Montez Sweat's week was like, or what you heard from him, or how it played out, because each game you see him, he's been a little better, and then the pressures last week were the kind of thing you said, yeah, and I didn't realize he had more pressures than any Bears defender since Robert Quinn in 2020. So he's having an effect. I don't know if he's a multiplier, but I don't know anybody else on the defensive line who can be multiplied. And his effect, and how do you think it will affect the game, affect the defense this week?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously finally had some extra time to prepare, to get used to the Bears, to maybe even unpack, move in, all of that kind of stuff. So for the first time, it really felt like he was here this week, and, you know, being by his locker and all that. And he, you know, he does have the attitude of, I want to do whatever it takes to affect the game. You know, they call it the Tez effect, is what, you know, the coaching staff and some of the players are starting to, you know, he talked about it. He had the eight pressures last week. Mm-hmm. And that was, yeah, that was the best since my guy Bob Quinn in
my
in
guy 20- Bob Quinn. Bobby Q. Those of us on the inside call him.
Yeah, I can say that. I can say Bob Quinn. That was obviously in 2020. Overall, look, that's what he's been doing all year. The guy's got 45 pressures this season, fifth most in the NFL. Would you like to see him finish and have I'll take a three sack game over those eight pressures anytime. And I think that ultimately that's what you want to see Montez Sweat do, is get to the quarterback. Look, he's never been a monumental sack number guy, but before he got here, before we knew much about him other than watching him from afar in DC, somebody said, oh, this guy's a specimen. He's like Julius Peppers, like looks like size wise. And He does look like Julius Peppers in terms of his physique. And his, I mean, this is a massive, strong human being. And you look at him, you say, oh, my God, this guy can do some damage. So I'm interested to see what the ceiling of his career is. Is this, I mean, if this is what Montez Sweat is, then that's fine. Then that's good, and he deserves the dough he got because he's an effector. But I just feel like there is a next level to Montez Sweat in terms of actually getting to the quarterback and knocking the quarterback over.
Thank you for coming to Mark's Tez Talk. That's where you're missing the opportunity. So for those of you late to class, Mark, this used to be Mark's show. This used to be Mark. Mark used to be on the show. He's now on the show, but it used to be his show.
Very complicated.
One of the things we did in advance of Thanksgiving is we played lines from the greatest television episode ever. And so, Mark, I had Tyler get this loaded up so you could share. We could share with the class.
Oh.
This is part of it. So here's a live report from Les Nessman, WKRP's Turkey Drop.
No parachutes yet.
Oh, my God, there's turkeys!
Turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
Yes, they were hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement, Les Nessman said, because they were live turkeys.
Yeah, yep, and now they are dead.
And then Arthur Carlson had to confess something on W.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
You got to play that at Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, absolutely. I would expect a little Adam Sandler out of you at some point in time.
Oh, we'll do that. We'll do the Hanukkah song. I found another song thanks to Sweet Cheeks' daughter, Puppies for Hanukkah, A Puppy for Hanukkah.
Aww.
And it was co-written. It's a Disney song. It's a rap song, but it's a Disney song. I only knew, but I did not get the memo from 2 years ago. It was co-written and it was performed by the guy who played Thomas Jefferson in Hamilton, Diggs.
Wow.
A puppy for Hanukkah.
Aww.
Isn't that a sweet thought?
Thomas Jefferson, more like George Jefferson.
Oh, thank you. Okay. There we go. That's it. Thanks, Grover.
Yeah.
Thanks, anytime. Mark.
Bye, Steve. Good to
have
talk
a good
to you,
holiday.
Buddy. Whatever, you too, man.
Whatever
Happy
Gene lets you do.
Yeah. Are you, by the way, real quick, are you hosting Sweet Cheeks or what's going on for Thanksgiving this year? What are you doing? What do you got?
Well, we're going over to a friend's house. Sweet Cheeks
okay.
is going to be over there cooking.
Oh, and nice.
We're gonna be doing that. And
okay.
I'm in charge of bringing the wine if there's anything left. And where are you? Is Jean Grody, she sent Gary Grody out to the Jewels to get everything?
It's happening. Like, I am definitely going to my parents, and my mom called me yesterday and said, I'm wondering, is it possible that you can come over a little early and help us set up? And I was like, absolutely, because here's a little nugget for you. The Bears are off on Thanksgiving Day.
They are. The only day they can really win this year is Thursday, and so they're off on Thursday.
Yeah, no practice, nothing. So I told my mom, I'll be there. I'll bring wine, whatever you need. So, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you say hi to all the Grodies I like.
Just yeah.
Wave, sort of a drive-by wave. And
Will you do the same for me?
For all the people you like.
Yes, for all the people you like, I would imagine. Have a cigar, enjoy your wine, and a slab of... I can't imagine you not bringing a slab of red meat to go with the turkey. But
you know what? I tried to talk... Megan, she's our hostess. I tried to talk her into Steaksgiving. She knows all about Steaksgiving.
That's great.
The side dishes are fine, but ribeye is better than turkey.
Yes.
But she's going to smoke a turkey, and I think that will be okie dokie. So we're going to do that. And we're going to do the smoked turkey. But Steaksgiving that's the way to go.
That is awesome.
Actually, I'm working 7 to 11 Thanksgiving morning with Trash Panda.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. Are you working the day after Thanksgiving?
I am not. It's not a Black Friday for me or our listeners. They'll get actual professional programming, but in the meantime, it'll be me and Trash Panda.
All right. Well, I always love listening to you and Trash Panda as producer and co-host, or as co-host and co-host, as you guys will be on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, and Tyler's going to be producing us. And I thought, you know what? This the American Thanksgiving, which is also said by, which is always said by my Canadian friends and people in hockey, is that's when it's time to figure out. That's when you know who your playoff teams are, and that's when you start making trades by the American Thanksgiving.
Oh,
because the
right.
Canadian Thanksgiving, I think, is October 1st, something like that. So I thought we should have, we should just book Canadians to be our guests on Thursday.
They're available. Perfect.
Yeah. See,
I love it.
It's just a Thursday.
No, that is, you're right. It's just any old Thursday, right? Just like December 25th is just like any whatever day it is for you, right?
No, it's a day off.
Okay. That's fair.
It's it. I get to be whatever I be.
That's fair. Yeah, that is fair, Steve Rosenblum.
I don't want to discriminate against my Christian friends, so I'll take that.
No, that's true. I appreciate that, man. I feel better now. Thank you. I never knew you cared so much about we Christians.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye, Steve.
Bye. All right, take a break. Something Justin Fields said made me laugh. I want to share it with you. Saturday Suckers, Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Indeed, Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Thanks for joining me. I suck so you don't have to. Be here till 2 o'clock. Top of the hour, Hub Arkush, senior NFL analyst for The Score. He'll be here. 1 o'clock, Julia Poe. Talk some Bulls. Yeah, we're going to talk some Bulls. I'm sorry. If you have a queasy stomach, and you're encouraged to leave the room. I just wanted to give you a fair warning. And the Wake and Bake Club, we have a report, a calamitous tweet this week. I will share that with you. But first this broadcast note. Before Chicago takes on Detroit, tune in tomorrow from 9 to noon for the PNC Bank pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by your local Ford dealers and Fox Valley Coins. Join Mully, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, as I get you set for the game. PNC Bank, official bank of the Chicago Bears. Then immediately following the game, we'll have instant reaction from Mully, Olin, and Pat on the Great Clips post-game show presented by Tullamore Dew. All of it can be heard on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. So anyways, I had mentioned I saw something that Justin Fields made me laugh. He had said he doesn't think, he's coming back from a dislocated thumb. First game in 35 days, more than a month anyways, tomorrow. Got hurt during the Vikings game. Tyson Bagent went 2-2 in that time, games he started. So Fields is coming back, and he says he doesn't think ball security will be an issue with the injury. Noting that if it would have been an issue, he wouldn't be playing. Well, wait a minute. Justin Fields is a ball security nightmare. He's awful at it. In 6 games, he has 4 fumbles. He had 16 last year, which was tied for the league lead, and he did it in 15 games. 12 in 12 games in 2021, an average that would have led the league. Interceptions. That counts as ball security. 6 this year in 6 games. Even I can figure out that average. 11 last year in 15 games. 10 in 12 games in 2021. So for those of you scoring at home, that's 32 fumbles in 33 games. That's 27 interceptions in 33 games. That's a total of 59 fumbles and interceptions in 33 games. And that's without a bad thumb. That's without a dislocated thumb. I'll repeat that for you. 59 fumbles and interceptions in 33 games. And Justin Fields doesn't think ball security will be an issue. So he'll come back, and it just made me laugh. It's like, wait, dude, do you look at this? Do you? And there was a part of something else he said that just showed I don't get it. I don't know if it's uneducated. I don't know if it's an eagerness to ruining a bit of protocol during play calling the Thursday night's game. I assume he feels he knows better. I mean, it was Sunday night's game against the game against the Chargers. He was trying to try out the play on his head in his head, and he was calling it out, and the cameras caught him. So there's an advantage there. He had to stop doing that. And he was trying to get a perspective from Luke Getsy why he was calling certain plays. There were times, Field said, where I wanted to ask him, what were you thinking on this play? What was your mindset? What was your goal on to call on this play? But I didn't want to mess with his mojo because he's locked in. And you definitely see the game from a different perspective, just the bigger picture. I don't know. Make notes. Put it in your phone. Something like that. And just stand there straight-faced like the prop that you're supposed to be. But he gets back to play tomorrow. He says ball security won't be an issue. It sounds like a ball security drinking game might be part of your general bingo card for Justin Fields. Take a break. Welcome back. We'll talk more Bears with Hub Arkush, senior NFL analyst for The Score. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Indeed, Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Thanks for joining me. I suck so you don't have to. Be here till 2 o'clock. Top of the hour, Hub Arkush, senior NFL analyst for The Score. He'll be here. 1 o'clock, Julia Poe. Talk some Bulls. Yeah, we're going to talk some Bulls. I'm sorry. If you have a queasy stomach, and you're encouraged to leave the room. I just wanted to give you a fair warning. And the Wake and Bake Club, we have a report, a calamitous tweet this week. I will share that with you. But first this broadcast note. Before Chicago takes on Detroit, tune in tomorrow from 9 to noon for the PNC Bank pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by your local Ford dealers and Fox Valley Coins. Join Mully, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, as they get you set for the game. PNC Bank, official bank of the Chicago Bears. Then immediately following the game, we'll have instant reaction from Mully, Olin, and Pat on the Great Clips post-game show presented by Tullamore Dew. All of it can be heard on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. So anyways, I had mentioned I saw something that Justin Fields made me laugh. He had said he doesn't think he's coming back from a dislocated thumb. First game in 35 days, more than a month anyways, tomorrow. Got hurt during the Vikings game. Tyson Bagent went 2-2 in that time, games he started. So Fields is coming back, and he says he doesn't think ball security will be an issue with the injury. Noting that if it would have been an issue, he wouldn't be playing. Well, wait a minute. Justin Fields is a ball security nightmare. He's awful at it. In six games, he has four fumbles. He had 16 last year, which was tied for the league lead, and he did it in 15 games. 12 in 12 games in 2021, an average that would have led the league. Interceptions. That counts as ball security. Six this year in six games. Even I can figure out that average. 11 last year in 15 games. 10 in 12 games in 2021. So for those of you scoring at home, that's 32 fumbles in 33 games. That's 27 interceptions in 33 games. That's a total of 59 fumbles and interceptions in 33 games. And that's without a bad thumb. That's without a dislocated thumb. I'll repeat that for you. 59 fumbles and interceptions in 33 games. And Justin Fields doesn't think ball security will be an issue. So he'll come back and it just made me laugh. It's like, wait, dude, do you look at this? Do you? And there was a part of something else he said that just showed, I don't get it. I don't know if it's uneducated. I don't know if it's an eagerness to ruining a bit of protocol during play calling the Thursday night's game. I assume he feels he knows better. I mean, it was Sunday night's game against the game against the Chargers. He was tried out the play on his head in his head, and he was calling it out, and the cameras caught him. So there's an advantage there. He had to stop doing that, and he was trying to get a perspective from Luke Getsy why he was calling certain plays. There were times, Field said, where I wanted to ask him, what were you thinking on this play? What was your mindset? What was your goal to call on this play? But I didn't want to mess with his mojo because he's locked in. And you definitely see the game from a different perspective, just the bigger picture. I don't know. Make notes. Put it in your phone. Something like that. And just stand there straight-faced like the prop that you're supposed to be. But he gets back to play tomorrow. He says ball security won't be an issue. It sounds like a ball security drinking game might be part of your general bingo card for Justin Fields. Take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more Bears with Hub Arkush, senior NFL analyst for The Score. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suck at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.